Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to the world. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we take those phone calls after the first break. So you'll know when the break is, and then you dial that number. I want to talk about some up-and-coming events because it is November, November 1st. Can't believe it already. But November, we have the multidimensional class coming up this Saturday. That's November 6th. It is from 12 to 4 p.m., 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The cost is $88. And this is where you can be in person or via the telephone. All attendees get an MP3 of the class. This is where we're going to talk. I refer to the wounded child a lot, which is actually your shadow. Carl Jung referred to the shadow. Many, many psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists talk about the shadow part. And the key to empowerment, the key to co-creating the life that you want to co-create is to look at your shadow. It is the shadow, I say all the time, that we got to get that wounded child out of the driver's seat in our life, the driver's seat of driving our energy, directing our energy. So we're going to really take a deep look at the wounded child. We're going to work with tools to be able to meet the child, really get down to root causes, and do soul retrieval techniques to be able to integrate the child. Then we're diving right into energetic alignments to release old patterns, old programs, anything that's blocking your intuition. Then we're going to go into multidimensional sight, learn how to see and read energy patterns, tools to strengthen multidimensional travel / sight, tools to align to your higher self. And then you get a booklet with this. You get, again, MP3. Great class, great fun. I encourage you, everyone that's going to join, to have lots of water around if you're on the phone, and to have a mirror around, because one of the techniques I'm encouraging you to work with a mirror. So that is this Saturday. And again, if you're not available, you could always listen to the class on a replay with the MP3. We also have the former mentorship class. It was called the mentorship class, the continuously evolving you / universe. Many people know the CEUs when they have to get continuing educational units to show that they are good teachers, or I know my sister does it, nurses. When you have a certain degree, you need to have a certain amount of year. This is where I took a play on those words, because we are continuously evolving. And so this is where we're going to meet once a month. The first one is December Saturday 12th, and that is from 6 p.m. to 4 to 6, excuse me, again, in person or on the telephone. Then we meet January 9th, Sunday, February 6th. So it's three Sundays in a row for once a month. And this is where we're going to talk and really dive into what's happening right now, because the Earth is continuing to do her evolving and the process of evolution, as not only the Earth, the whole universe is, and that means each and every single one of us. And so this is where we're going to help get updates of the shifts of energy that's affecting all of us, our micro world, our macro world, you, the Earth, the universe, what's going on here. Then we're going to read. I'll read everyone's energy field to give an update of how your energy field is flowing. Then we open up discussions, and we talk about what's going on, where everyone could share, give their input. You know, if you're not a sharer type of person, I never put anybody on the spot. You can learn a lot when people start talking, because we all have our own point of view. We all have our own view on how we're seeing life, so we have a lot to share. But again, it's not mandatory that you have to talk if you don't like it. Then we go into decoding and unlocking your unique keys. I call it the heart signature. You're a piece of Creator. We all hear that we're a part of Creator, part of God, piece of God. And this is really getting into, what does your piece of God look like? What does your unique codes and keys look like? And so I call it the heart signature. And then we get through blocking the mental emotional blocks to help you align and strengthen that connection to that higher self. And so we are working also with how to see, feel, and sense multidimensionally. So that is the CEUs, and that starts in December on Sundays for 3 months. Then we also have the specials that are going on for November and December, and that is the buy one, get one free. And that means readings. And so this is a special that a lot of people are looking forward to. So I want to explain it again. because I do several different readings now. It's buy one, get one free of the same length. So I do hour readings, 45-minute readings, half hour, 15-minute readings. And that's the readings where it's live or in person on the phone or in person. So if you want an hour reading, then you get the next one half off. And so, or if you get a 45-minute reading, same length time, half off. You have a year to use that half off special. A lot of people are being very creative, and we say go for it. Some people are together as friends, or they're having their spouses come together, so or mothers and daughters or friends, so they sign up for the readings, and then they split the cost. And so be creative. A lot of people are doing it as Christmas gifts or as birthday gifts. So again, because you have one full year to use your second reading, or if you know that you like to get a tune-up or check-in with a reading every 6 months, whatever is your thing, or sometimes when people are going through a lot of stuff, they like to get the healings and balancing every 3 months or whatever, that is the buy one, get one half off. So that is a special that we're running. They heard it at KKNW. And we also are doing that, we're extending that with the remote readings. And so we have the remote readings, the 20-minute and the half-hour readings. And the remote readings are when you can submit the questions, or if you don't want to submit questions, what I'm doing is reading your energy field. If you're familiar with aura photography and or aura photography is very popular. It's a snapshot of what your energy is flowing. The remote reading is where you get a printout. I literally make a CD of how your energy is flowing. But it's not only talk about to the blocks. We also then go removing the blocks. When we're bringing them up to our awareness, our intention is to remove them, to let you flow easier. Then I'll give you tips and tools that are uniquely designed for you to continue to let the energy go. And so you don't have to make a physical appointment with that. You sign up for one, ask for a remote reading, and we're extending that off, that offer of buy one, get one half off to the remote readings, the half-hour readings, or the 20-minute readings. And so that's a great deal. People love this special. So you could take advantage of that. We also are doing the gathering, and the next gathering is this Friday from 7 to 9. That's from the comfort of your own home or, again, in person. This is where we talk for 2 hours. We get an update about what's going on with the energy shift for November. We also talk about how it's affecting you personally and what is coming up in your life as far as the different blocks, different things that could be affecting you, how to energetically support you. Then we do a lot of alignments and clearing out patterns, a lot of different techniques. They're a lot of fun. People really like that, and that's the gathering, and that's this Friday. And if you can't make it this Friday or for any of the classes, all of them are recorded, and so you get to listen to it over and over again, besides having the MP3. So you get their MP3 and the gathering, the reports. And with the classes, you get the notebooks. We're also, the class workbooks. We're also offering for KKNW listeners the Boxflower Remedies and or the Australian Bush Remedies, all for $15 normally. $22, and that's $15 plus shipping and handling. Usually it's like $2. This is where a lot of people are familiar with the box flower remedies, and they're wonderful flower essences that really help support. We are energetic beings, and so we're going to energy medicine. So you consider that the box flower essences are energy medicine. They profoundly help us on a physical, mental, emotional level. And again, a lot of people know the Resty Remedy because it's a blend of 5 or 6 different kind of flower essences that really help people during stressful times. But there's a lot of other formulas out there. And so with that, what I do is tap into your energy field if you want me to. If you know certain brands that you want or certain formulas, then that's fine. I could make it up for you. Or otherwise, I look into your energy field and I am guided with which ones that I use for you. I could be using up to 7, and if you were able, if you went out and bought that on your own, it'd be anywhere from 7 would be up to over $100, and even 2 or 3 would be at least $50. So this is for $15 for the flower essences. And again, if you want me to, I'll go into your energy field, whether I should be using the Bach ones or the Australian ones. They're both phenomenal products. But if you have a preference of each one of them, please let us know, and we will work with that. So that's all up-and-coming events. That's what's going on.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And let's give the number out. It's 1-800-938-2819. Again, 1-800-938-2819.
Hang on, let me help you out here, Kara. It's 1-800. Now, see, now you got me doing 1-888. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800. Yeah. 218-938.
I should just give it to you.
It's fine. It happens. It's all good. Hey, before we get to our callers, though, I have to, you know, just kind of come in on the end of the Halloween and, you know, start of basically Christmas is basically what we entered as far as what you see in the department stores. Were you anything for Halloween?
Was I anything?
Yeah, did you dress up? This is your opportunity, Kara.
I was the good witch.
The good witch? That's perfect. You know what's kind of funny is someone dressed up here at the radio station as the Wicked Witch of the West.
Uh-huh.
But it was in the very beginning of the scene of Wizard of Oz where, you know, the house landed on.
Yes.
Right? And so that's what our winner of our Halloween contest at the radio station actually was.
Oh,
is
wow.
She was the witch underneath the house. So she had a cardboard house on top of her.
Oh, wow.
And
how
she
creative.
Had, exactly. And she did a great job. Tracy Wright did a wonderful job here at the radio station and got first place. My girlfriend got second with hers. I unfortunately didn't place. I should have, but I'm not going to go there.
What was your girlfriend?
She was actually an oven. And since we're expecting two boys, she had two buns in the oven.
That's good.
It was pretty clever. We actually took a mirror image of our oven at home, which was like the old 70s, like pea green color, which I still have, and it works like a champ. We actually took that and did a mirror image of it, and we did a cardboard box version of ourselves.
Oh, isn't that funny?
And you could see the two, we had, you know, the door open, and you had two little buns there in the oven.
So. Oh, that's so cute. How creative.
So we went, obviously we went with the cuteness factor. And she got second again.
Very good.
So, you know, obviously, never a bride, always a bridesmaid, right? So she was wondering that, too. We actually, we went out later on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. This was Friday at the radio station, but we went out Saturday night, and she got second again.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like, we're just shy of that first place, man.
Next year.
I know, right? Exactly. Yep. So, well, I was actually a giant Lego man.
Really?
I was. I actually built my own costume. If you're on some of our neighboring affiliates and also radio station, some of our hosts have actually posted pictures the I'm Thankful Network and some Facebook listings. So we'll get them up there for everybody.
Very good. That's nice.
Yeah. So, well, at least you had fun. That's all that matters, right?
That's right.
All right. Cool. Well, let's head off to Bellevue, Washington. We have Jenny calling in. She's looking for some more financial help. She wants to, for me, I think she wants and is looking for some more money, like most of us. So let's see what you can see for her. And Jenny, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Welcome, welcome. Just looking for, wondering if my financial picture is going to improve over the next, let's say, 12 months.
Okay. Yeah, Jenny, I do see it improving, especially your body's bringing me to, whenever I see a lot of threes, like somebody's in the shower of threes, and I've been seeing that a lot lately, especially the last 3 months, that's my symbol of, think of threes numerologically, it means like angels and guides are around you, but I always see Archangel Gabriel connected to the threes, and I see Gabriel as a female, but the angels are androgynous, but the biggest thing is that she helps with the connection of communication, and the communication starts with the left side and the right side of our body being more imbalanced. And so when we're off balance, then the messages that we put out to the universe is it's like a radio station that's on staticky volume, or it's the volume is lower. So I'm looking at the last 3 years of your life and going even to when you were 3 years old. So what you're doing the last 3 years, the last 3 months in particular, Jenny, is really releasing a lot of old roots. And I'm seeing you releasing weeds that have to do with your dad's side of the energy field in particular. I'm seeing you went through your mom. And those are old patterns of belief systems of money that are deeply ingrained in our energy field. We, a lot of times, people don't sit around the table and say, what is your belief in about money, but we absolutely pick up our family patterns. And so I'm seeing when somebody, one of my symbols is when I see roots coming up, that means getting down to the root issues, and then we're able to, and root causes of lack of the of money, especially on the right side, which would go back to father's lineage, male energy. But it's also the way I read energy. It's the energy you put out to the world. And it's really getting down to the second, the right side of the root chakra in particular. And I'm watching all these roots going on of you. And then it's actually kind of interesting, because I'm seeing it turn into turnips, and I see it, the turnips turn into this, like, squash energy, and then I see all this pumpkin. So think of all those colors are going into your second chakra in particular. So think of the second chakra. When you look at it, some places, the color is orange. So think of it as giving, rewiring that chakra of money and really feeding it, nurturing it, and getting out old patterns. And so, and that goes back to where I see Archangel Gabriel with the horn, and she's emphasizing over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, into the month of March in particular, January to March, I'm watching this whole, when I see somebody walking around a bend, and it's a gentle bend, it's like really clearing out, open up to money issues. Then it's interesting. I just saw this center, this horn going out of the center of your third chakra, and it's a really big horn. Think about angels on Christmas cards when they have the horns going up to the heavens.
Yes.
And it has a lot of silver energy coming out of that. And think of that represents to me, and it's really, really bright. And so think of that energy is going out to the universal grids, and think of the universal grids are a short order cook. So if we put out static, then we get more staticky or more blocks or more fears into our energy fields. When we put out real crystal clear, which that horn would be breaking up any static, any fog around the issues of your foundational energy, and that plays out to money. So it's really breaking through with that. I'm also hearing that Gabrielle using, she put the horn up to your mouth, and she's encouraging you to whisper whistle while you work, meaning singing, voicing, use your voice as far as humming, tune, doesn't mean if you don't have a good voice or whatever, she's encouraging you to lighten up because sometimes, especially when we're concerned about money, we can forget to laugh, you know what I mean, and we can just get real serious and real tight. So in particular, from now till January, really remember to laugh. Yes, there's changes and shifts going on money. Really think of the past patterns as far as what the family group stories were with money. And on some part, on the mom side, it definitely has to do with unworthy. And on the dad side, it's a fear of annihilation or fear that the energy is contracted because you never know when the rug's going to get pulled out underneath you. So that's a contracted energy. And so you worked on the unworthy side with mom, and now you're working on getting down to what I call the nitty-gritty of the fear of being annihilated or the rug getting pulled out. And so to me, it looks like symbolically like a lobster going to get cooked, and so the tail goes up. And when I say that image, that's how I'm reading the energy field. And so it's like our foundational energy for us to birth more money, to jobs, to careers, to relationship. We, our lower chakras in particular, have to be grounded. And so when it's like curled up like the lobster, then it's harder for us to manifest. And the way when I turn you sideways, the way that the energy has been, especially since last March, it can look like it was in a protective posture as it's been under reconstruction there. And I'm even seeing like a tube connecting almost right under, like 2 inches underneath the umbilicus. And so there's, think of that represents, again, getting down to what I call the nitty gritties, or think of a lobster putting its tail that close to the umbilicus. And it's really allowing you to clear out root issues, and it's really going to allow you to expand your whole bottom chakra. Think of as above, so below. So you're able to be balanced, be the channel of abundance, and being seen abundance a lot more in your life, in all departments of your life. Abundance not only of finances and money, but abundance of laughter and fun, and just lighten, because lightness, because I'm hearing over and over again, lighten up, lighten up, lighten up. By the Archangel Gabrielle in particular. So, yeah, changes in finances for the better. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jenny. Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny. And that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Let's head off to Oklahoma City. We actually have Ginger now calling in. She wants to know how to begin channeling if she can. Is it even possible? We want to see if we can find out. Ginger, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's your actual question? Maybe we can go and dive in a little bit further on what's going on.
Well, I wrote Carrie an email on Facebook, and the question was, how does one begin to focus on channeling, and is there like a best time or a peak time to do that, or some type of special technique? And if so, what is it?
Mm-hmm. And okay, Ginger. The first thing they say a lot of times, and this has been taught through traditions, that it's the tween times is when the veil gets thinner, where we could have better communication to channel or feel connected, and that would be early in the morning and at dusk. It's the veil gets thinner during the tween times, just before a lot of people wake up and they meditate before they go to work, and other times it's like in the evening before it gets dark. But a lot of people don't want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, or it's not conducive of their energy. So if you can't do it, then you could just the biggest thing, Ginger, it goes back down to, I always talk about energy. I always say that we're energy bodies. And so, and I also say that if we don't cleanse our energy field, that is a key to open up and channeling. It's like not brushing our teeth or taking a shower. We can't be any kind of channel or get our messages if our energy fields are all clogged and it has a lot of energetic plaque on it. And so the key is to get into an energy technique that is resonates with you, so you're going to do it. And this is for everybody, because there's 50 gazillion out there, but if it's some that you don't like, some people do it through sound, so they work through all sound healing, they clear through sound, and other people do it through color therapy, others do it through light. There's all different techniques. The biggest thing is being able to get into the thing of doing it, because, again, a lot of people get excited, and then they don't get in the habit. When I remind people, it's, again, like taking a shower, brushing your teeth. Even if you take Post-its and post them all over your house as far as where you brush your teeth, in your car, and what do you start even starting with? A, recognizing yourself as an energetic being. And so look at your environment. is there a lot of clutter there? Is there a lot of energetic clutter, physical clutter? And so feng shui clearing out physically, mentally, emotionally. Is there a lot of, like, toxic situations or scenarios in your life? And then make another thing of getting in practice. And even if it's 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, and you start being quiet and just really getting down into your heart center and just practicing opening up your energy field. Feel yourself getting into your heart. See yourself, like your higher self, get into your heart and growing, filling in your whole physical body and going and expanding out to the 3 feet around you. You're opening, creating space for yourself, and that will open up your channels. I heard my cue, so I got to go to the break. We'll be right back to the next call. Thanks, Ginger.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232 and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
welcome back to the Kara Connor Show. And I'm Kara Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. So, Benny, and we're doing phone calls, and so I'm going to try the number again. 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I'm dyslexic, so I'm very proud when I get it right.
You're so cute, too. You're like, I'm so proud of myself. I did it! I know. Sometimes you say it so fast and you get, you know, kind of all jumbled up in the old mouth there. And even though you say it day in and day out, it happens. It
does. I know.
All right. I go through it many a times here on the radio. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
That's true. I'm sure you do a lot better than I do.
Oh, well, we do what we can. Let's see if we can help out Serena. She's calling in from Seattle. She's currently having some dizzy spells, so some health issues. Let's see if we can tune in to her and help her out. Serena, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. See, that's what happens, Carrie. I did it right there because I was thinking about it. Serena, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I just had some really strange energy lately. It's like, I don't know, I'm tired all the time. I've been having dizzy spells and just, I don't know, weird energy stuff for a while now. And I'm wondering if there's like stuff in my energy field that shouldn't be there. I'm curious what you can see.
Okay. Serena, the first thing that's interesting, I'm hearing a lot of people being tired. And especially since, I'd even say August, probably even earlier, probably this whole year, but since August, July, September, August, September, November, October, it's really, people are really feeling that tiredness and the dizziness. I'm hearing more and more people feeling dizzy. When I'm looking at your energy, I'm looking at your sixth chakra and your eyes are going like slightly crossed, like you're looking at your nose, and I see you looking like wider, almost like where your eyes look like, almost like frog eyes, you know, or birds, they look on this other side of the face. Then I see your eyes going forward and then backwards. And when I tap into it, I go right to my throat and or your throat, and I look inside there. And right in the center, there's a size of a walnut-sized block there, and that definitely has a pull on the perception. And I just saw this symbolic shade, and so part of that, and then you're pulling me right down to the second chakra and the root chakra on your right hip, and I see your right hip is jutted out. It almost looks like when a mom carries a baby on the hip where they put their hip out to hold the child, right? And so think of part of that hip out is you holding your child who is between 1.5 to 3.5 years old, and she's, and think of that hold, that means foundational energy from the root chakra is shooting off to the right. It's really important for us right now to do grounding cords, and I'd really recommend you for, and I'm saying this to everybody even before they get out of bed, to really make a connection out of the root chakra right down to the center of the earth. And what Gaia Spirit was sharing with me before, she said bring your heart, means all of us, our essence, we are heart, we are essence, down to the center of her womb and connect to the heartbeat. And when we do that and feel that, it's like we're rebirthing ourselves, creating new grounding cords that really help with dizziness, literally. And so because her vibration is going faster and faster and faster and faster, many people are feeling feeling the energy, and they feel it with dizziness. Because imagine the analogy that I use a lot as a light bulb. Mother Earth's analogy is going, light bulb is going up to 100,000 watts, right? Most people aren't up at 100,000 watts. So it's like trying to run on a treadmill, and that's going faster and faster and faster. And so it's affecting people in all different ways. So the first thing, I would really literally have you tap and like around your eyes, do an infinity eight, tap and around your eyes. Does that make sense to you? Like you're gently tapping around your eyes. Then go in the center of your head where the pineal gland is and visualize, or if you don't know where it is, look on the internet, just get a good idea. See it as all gold, and there's a cord right down that goes to the fifth chakra, and see, feel, or sense, like putting that gold energy down to that block and just visualize it melting it, because when I look into it, the theme of it is a fear of annihilation, terror is what I'm seeing, just terror, like I'm watching like with the deer in the headlights, eyes open up. I could go on and on. With the hip, it looks jetted out. It looks like a Picasso picture, and part of that is feeling where life is hard, where it's like, why do bad things happen to good people? Just all of these things. So think of part of the adjustment period is really being able to see, because what your eyes are doing is learning how to see multidimensionally, and that's where we have what I call fly eyes. So we see way beyond what our normal eyes say. Like we don't intuitively see with our physical eyes. We see with the back of our head, actually, the cortex in the back of our head. That's for multidimensional sight and psychic sight. So being able to
pull back and even feel like a tube after you go down to the center, make it like a grounding cord in your throat chakra, or see that block drop, because then I'm seeing it gives the energy. A shade goes up over the eyes, and so part of the shade is like, tell me it isn't so, I don't want to see, I'm afraid to see, and it's more of you as the 1 to 3.5 year old. And then I would encourage you to visualize the energy going out to the back, to the like where the pons is, or where the occipital bone is in your head, and feel your energy pulling back there, and spin it either clockwise or counterclockwise. Just ask your intuition which one you should it go. What you're doing is pulling, your energy is pushing forward and it's contracting, and that's causing the dizziness. And so, and then really, then after you do that, bring the energy down to the root chakra and really bring a great, get the grounding cord, like I was saying before, going down to the center of the earth. That will help you. Also, make sure you're hydrated, because I'm seeing that you're like 2 to 2.5 liters. And when people are going through this downloading period right now, we should at least drink 3.5 to 4 liters of water a day, and that does not count coffee, tea, and or juice. Water, plain water. And actually, if you could alkaline the water, like putting lemon juice on it, that would be very helpful for you. And also, when you get a chance, if you're tired, lift your feet up, set a timer, rest for a while. It's like giving yourself a break. I noticed more and more commercials for that 5-hour drink at 2:30, where everyone's got to drink it. And so it's not listening to the natural rhythm of our body, and the energies that are coming down are all about taking care of ourselves, nurturing ourselves, not judging ourselves. And so if we're tired, again, if I live my life with timers here as far as just keeping myself on track. But if you have like one of the, like an egg timer or whatever, you just could close your eyes so you don't have to say, oh my gosh, am I going to sleep too late or whatever, and just really get into, this is nurturing time. This is really taking in and evening out the right side and left side of your body. It'll really help with dizziness. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All the info.
All righty. Very good. You have to keep up the good work, my dear.
Thanks, Serena, for calling in. Leaves another line open at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Let's take Kathleen. Now she's calling in from Seattle. She needs an update on energy around the men in her life. Let's see if we can help her out. Kathleen, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you, Danny. Hi, Carrie. Thank you so much for your work.
You're welcome.
Yep, the men. My son, who's 15, my boyfriend, my ex-husband, I mean, everything, my brother, all the men are experiencing, I don't know. I know that it's a projection of me and what I'm going through, and so I was hoping that I could get some insight about this energy.
Okay, all right. Kathleen, what I'm looking at is what you're doing, especially if you're taking the hand, and I call it the talk to the hand posture. So you have your palm out, and it goes right from the physical side, like 1/2 inch from your physical body, and you're pushing 2 to 4 feet on your right side. And that's right where I see clearing out the emotional body. We're evolving to getting out of the emotional body, which is just energy, emotion, and most of it is trauma and cellular post-traumatic stress and old patterns. And this is where we're being able to activate the feeling body. The feeling body has much more symmetry to it. It has much more balance, and it's just not flipping words. It literally looks different. When I'm watching you pushing away, that 2 to 4 feet is like giving yourself breathing room. On the right side is the male side, and so that is also realigning with the men in your life. And so think of that, we're all wired to come down here where we put the male side on our right side, and we tend to put outside men to fill our spots. As we are in this rebirthing period, we're connecting with our own male energy and our own female energy, and then we bring our partners and in the people in front of us symbolically instead of like behind us or in the side of us where they held our energy. So think of, for thousands and thousands of years, we were taught to put the men on the side of us, right? And so it was, when I'm seeing you're pushing away off the side of you, you're giving yourself breathing room to realign yourself, and that's also where they'll all react differently. And some will go kicking and screaming, and some will go wonder what's going on. And I see most of them have like this question mark on their third eye. So they're feeling your energy shifting, first of all. They're also feeling you raising up your vibration. Think of the analogy of the light bulb going up from 100 watts to 1,000 watts. And when we illuminate and turn on our light, it goes out to their energy field. And it's not to force anything from them. You don't even have to say a word. And a lot of times that words can get in the way. Words can get us in energetic fights. It's just about you being, you clearing and cleansing your energy field, because that's really the only thing that we can work with. It's ourselves, our own energy field, and then knowing that as we turn our energy, it's going to work and affect everybody else's. What I'm seeing is not only with the men in your life, with you, it's also that they're resisting the divine feminine energy. The energy that's coming down now is the divine feminine, and it's not male bashing. This is about all of us being in balance, being able to take this energy in and to be able to be much more in balance. It's like the return of the Holy Trinity that's in where we haven't had the Trinity with the divine feminine in thousands and thousands of years. So many men are resisting it. They're kind of contracting their energy with it. And so are females. So I'm looking at your guys, most of them, three out of four, have this question mark in the third eye, meaning too much in the mental, projecting, pushing it away. So when you're saying, give me room, give me space, as I am learning to embrace my divine feminine, they're saying, what do you do? It's like they feel, sense you changing. You don't have to read energy to feel somebody changing. So, and what we're most of us are taught, Kathleen, is that change can bring us to the awfuls, change bring us into our wounded child behavior. So all of a sudden, we're not acting like adults anymore. We're going from our wounded child postures. And so this is where it's like you are being encouraged to keep on the, I'm watching you in the driver's seat, so being able to direct your energy and not change it because of the reactions of other people, and that's going to really help you, and they'll start falling in line because it's like you're inviting them to come up to the grace and ease part, and that will be wonderful for all of you. I heard my key, it's the music, so I got to go. Be right back, next break.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe therapy they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we are have open phone lines, and I will give out the number 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do. Let's head off to Seattle once again. We have Marie calling in, and she's going through some legal issues. It looks like an appeal process is going through at the moment, and there's a date set here in November. She just wants to know how to go about reaching a solution and or setting up for this date. So we'll have her describe a little more. It's not my decision; it's hers. So, Marie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you, and thank you, Carrie, for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
I have this hearing coming up in November, and it's because I initiated an appeals process regarding my employment, and because I felt like I'm being railroaded and I need to stand up for myself. I have an option of a telephone hearing or an in-person hearing, and I wanted to ask you what would be the best way for me to stand for myself.
Which definitely be it in person.
In person, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I also see that when I said that, when I was watching your energy and I said, Marie, go in there in person, I saw your right foot turn 45 degrees into your left foot. It's like a 45-degree angle, and I know that part of it, and it's more of Marie of the young little girl than Marie the adult that is can be hesitant, or the phone sometimes gives us a little bit of comfort because we don't have to go face-to-face, but think of this as much more you're speaking up. It's the play is going on in the work department, but it goes right to life issues is what I'm trying to stumble out here with words. You're not only claiming your right to life, here's a period where we're going through our worst nightmares or our worst fears or our themes that we came in here to learn, to overcome, and I'm watching this big sign that says right to life over the right side of you. And so right to life is not an abortion issue. Right to life is about that you have a right to a fine life, a wonderful life, a fair life, a fair as in, you think you're getting railroaded, you want to speak up about it, and you want to say something about it, and I'm watching the energy. Then I put something on like a, looks like a seesaw to say, does it make a difference? Sometimes when I see it going straight aboard across, that means to me, no, it really doesn't make a difference one way or another. But it really kind of flung up there on the right side, which means, yes, go in, be there in the person. Went way up. If it was a percentage, I'd say 80%, yes, go in, 20% staying back. And so, and actually, is somebody advising you, a female, to not go in?
No, I was given an option, and I had called the Northwest Justice Center in Seattle, and I read some of their information because they don't handle this aspect. But I saw that sometimes it's best to go in to present, and I wanted to make sure that I would, if I'm going in the right direction, to push for that so that I could get also legal representation in, in bodily presence.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't think what's happening here is right, and it could affect my ability to make a living later on, and this cannot stand.
Right.
So I just wanted to be sure that I...
Maria, in the big picture, what I'm seeing is that on the right side, again, I see Archangel Gabriel coming in. She's all about the communication. And then I see even the blue ladies is what I call them. It's like the energy of Virgin Mary, Kuan Yin,
that Mary Magdalene over even like in the circle with Archangel Gabriel. And so you're increasing communication. It's all about the balancing of the divine feminine. And so it's like you're an energetic, literal whistleblower and really putting light to what is off balance. And I'm looking at this. You're bringing something into like a triangle. So think of triangle. You could flip it around, and there's always a base. And so that means that whoever wants to go on top, there's a base that's supporting the people. So that's, to me, energetically, is like where people are inclusive. It's getting away from the dog eat dog and cutting out people, cutthroat energy, and being able to support when people are, hired and advanced by merits. And so this collectively, we're going through this great big huge cleansing in all departments of our life of being able to bring things back into balance. That has been really off balance, unfair. Just think of in the last several years of what has come up to light as far as troubleshooting, to whistleblowing, all things, even the Bernie Madoff thing, all those things that have been really severely off balance. It's all coming up to be balanced. And so a lot of times people can be experiencing this in their own life and in certain way. I mean, we all are experiencing our own life, and it's really opening up our left side of our energy field to take in that left energy. It's the receiving energy. It's the nurturing energy. It's the right to life energy. It literally feeds you to bring in much more balance. And so, yes, I see not only you going in. When you go in, I'm watching your heart chakra in particular. It's like a motor, and I'm watching this clock that keeps, like, it looks like it's going around faster and faster and faster. And so don't be surprised if you even feel like you get more energy, because all of a sudden I'm hearing a motor, and then I'm watching you really starting to take off, and it sounds like a race car track. And whenever I see those kind of symbols, the race car is your energy. The track is like getting off the track where it felt like you were going around and around and around, because you're there with in line with, I'm hearing like, gentlemen, start your engine. So you're there and ready to do your job like everybody else, but then it's like you keep on going around the same track. This is where you're changing tracks, or you could even think of it as changing like a TV channel station, so you get different outcomes. So it's a major change. So absolutely, and it's not only about the job. It's good, because it can affect all other aspects of your life. It always does. So that's part of life could be showing us in one way, but it's going to be affecting all different ways of your life. It's a good thing. I get to see a big thumbs up. And also a maternal grandmother in particular coming and patting your back and letting you know that you got a lot of that lady support in your corner. Not that the men aren't there, but your energy body right now, especially the right side of your heart, is just hear them taking, like, whispering sweet softness into your energy field where you really felt like you've been through the ringers. And I'm watching your skin, it looks like there's all prickers on it, so it's felt like it's been burned, that kind of energy. And so it's like really that you're starting to really do this cellular clearing, because all of a sudden I see your skin get much more in balance. So this is affecting you everywhere. Then it's interesting, because I'm watching the symbol of the Statue of Liberty coming in, and it turns into you, and you're holding the flag, so it makes you feel like there's independence and freedom and liberty for all, including yourself. And so it's good. It's part of your karmic contract. So that's when we start working on that, that's always good.
Okay. Do you think that the outcome, I'll have a good outcome with this then?
Well, those are all really good symbols.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. This has really helped me a lot. I'm getting more confidence. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Marie, for calling in. And, Carrie, do you have time? We have 2 minutes. Do you have time for one more call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's bring on Diane. Let's see if we can help her out. Sorry, it's going to be a short reading, but we'll do what we can. Diane from Seattle is going through some tough times with some fibromyalgia and some other health issues. Let's see if we can help her out. Diane, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi, thank you. You summed it up good.
Good job. Yay for me.
All right, so Diane, I'm looking at your energy field. I'm seeing 222s all around you. So think of right now, over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, into the month of February in particular for you. I'm watching you doing what I see, the turning of the corner, turning to the left side, opening up your left side of your energy field, and really releasing. Actually, it's like unzipping, like a kangaroo. Where they have the pockets in it. I'm watching the zipper come out, and all this like junk is coming out of it. And so think of that's the first, second, and third chakra, unzipping of old patterns. Actually, it's kind of interesting because I'm looking at like they're instruments that like screwdrivers, and I'm not very good with those kind of like things that you work with tech Benny, help me out. Hammers, screwdrivers, those kind of deals coming out of your lower chakras. And so that, let's say that that gets down to the nuts and bolts. And so you're under construction where it feels metallic. It feels like it's not supported. I'm seeing symbolically that the nuts are out of place. And so this is where you're tightening up your nuts. If you're changing the architecture of your energy field. So you're absolutely, I encourage you to get alkaline diet, vitamin D3, and really do energy work. I heard my bell, and so I got to go. So may you all align with your divine. Keep up the good work, Diane.